KRWG News, I'm Fred Martino. Events for Research and Creativity Week begin Monday at New Mexico State University. Emily Guerra spoke with NMSU's Research Council Chair, Dr. Stephen Pate, about the events.
Research and Creativity Week, what is it and how long has this been put on?
Well, for many, many years, the University Research Council and the Vice President for Research have been doing a sort of 1 or 2 day research fair once a year. And this year, our new Vice President for Research, Dr. Luis Cifuentes, he wanted us to do something a little bit bigger, a little bit more inclusive, try to bring in the whole university into the event. And so we have risen to his challenge. And we've tried to create a week-long series of events that involves everyone. And everybody has stepped up to the plate. Every college is participating in the Research and Creativity Week next week.
This takes quite a while to put it together, doesn't it?
Yeah, we started talking about it last April and have been working continuously, building the thing up and up. We sent out a call for abstracts a couple of months ago. 250 people submitted abstracts to do various things, posters, talks, media installations, short performances. There's going to be music, poetry readings, literature discussions. Anything that you're interested in, you'll probably find something to go to next week.
So all of the colleges are going to be participating?
That's right. Arts and sciences, both the sciences and the humanities departments are participating. There's a whole bunch of events from the College of Education. The Ag School has many presentations by faculty and students. The Business College has quite a few presentations, and they have a special event on Monday, which is a series of so-called lightning talks about convergence research. That means interdisciplinary research that tries to solve complex problems. And the Engineering College, of course, has many, many presentations lined up as well.
So Monday, November the 11th, is the start of Research and Creativity Week. Starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon with High Performance Computing Open House at the Computer Center Room. A lot of things have changed in the computer field.
Yes, the person who organized that open house is Diana Toops Dugas. She's trying to make high performance computing available to more and more people and students at NMSU. And that's just the first of many, many open house events that we have on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. There's an open house at the Physical Science Laboratory. There's 2 or 3 open houses in the College of Education. There's quite a few things listed there where it's just come and go, look at things, and learn what another department is doing that you never knew anything about.
Well, something that's very creative is the CMI Faculty Creative Scholarship Screening.
They are going to be screening some faculty and student productions in their CMI theater in Milton. It's a 2-hour show, and there's a list of exactly what they're going to show on our website, rcw.nmsu.edu, where the whole program for the whole week is listed.
And if there's any questions, is there a number they can call as well?
I guess they can call me, 646-2135.
Well, let's get back to the schedule and the importance of the Research and Creativity Week to the community as well.
Research and Creativity Week is really a way for us here at NMSU and the community at large to learn about all the different research and creativity activities we have going on here at NMSU. Again, every college is represented, and many of the activities reflect our outreach to the community.
So the community does get involved and attend a lot of these activities?
There have been many, many emails to the campus community, and we are going to be putting out banners all along University Avenue announcing the event. They should be going up this week.
Now, Tuesday, November the 12th, you start out at 8:30 in the morning and continue on with all kinds of activities with music in the evening.
That's right. Every evening, Tuesday through Friday, there is a musical event at the Atkinson Recital Hall starting at 7:30 p.m. For example, on Tuesday evening, there's the NMSU Philharmonic Orchestra playing. And also, Friday evening is the beginning of the 51st Annual Jazz Festival, and that actually continues on Saturday evening as well.
Research and Creativity Week starting Monday at New Mexico State University. That was Dr. Stephen Pate talking with Emily Guerra. You can hear their entire interview along with a full hour of in-depth coverage tomorrow. It all starts at 5 on Fronteras, where Emily Guerra brings us Puentes every week. And then at 5:30, it's Images. We're with you every week for a full hour of news. And of course, for news anytime, we hope you will join us at the Region's homepage, where you will also find this interview, krwg.org.